Hela Province is still being rocked by tremors following the February earthquake. Tom Adabe is the province's disaster coordinator and says the death toll has continued to climb, with lives lost as recently as 1 week ago.
We heard that two people, our father and son, were buried alive, and that measured 6.3 magnitude.
The latest United Nations assessment of the disaster estimates more than 24,000 people are still displaced.
Hela was hit because the epic center of the disaster is in Hela. We will need lots of money to build the lives of the people here.
The National Disaster Office in PNG says the provinces have been given 2 million kina each to start that rebuilding, but the provinces say that's not the case.
We need money from the national government to be transferred to the Hela Province or Disaster Coordinating Center here in Hela, but to date we have not received anything. We have made a request, but response is just to be action.
Leaders of the province say they're accumulating a mounting debt to pay for services, like using helicopters to deliver aid, meaning all chopper companies which are operating in Hela have had to withdraw until payment is delivered. UN data shows about 27% of the affected areas are still inaccessible by road, which leaves thousands cut off. John Santigi is the CEO of the Kuruba-Kopiago district.
It is the province that accumulating more bills because the choppers that come into the district have been hired by the province, so the chopper companies, they cancelled the flight, but we still need to visit affected areas, so we need all these places to be visited. We never visit them now. So we need to have more bills come in now. I mean, the money must come into Hela account and Wombies must be paid.
There's growing concern in Southern Highlands too. The Post Courier newspaper has quoted that province's disaster response chairman, Joseph Tondop, as saying his office was not getting any financial help while bills were increasing. A parliamentary committee last week found a lack of coordination between the different government agencies and a communication breakdown between stakeholders. Aid agencies and NGOs are working to deliver urgently needed items like food and medicine to the areas, but John Santigi says even by road, aid is struggling to reach all of the residents in the district.
All the food supplies that we have, we distribute to the people, but not all has been given out. There's few basic needs for the people, never reach the people just because the supplies that came into Tari were all gone, all given out to the other two districts.
Pacific Beat has attempted to contact the Emergency Disaster Relief Coordination Office and has been unable to get any comment. In a press conference earlier this month, Relief Commander Dr. Bill Hamblin said that funding had already been given through special support grants. Mr. Tiggy, though, says they're operating with nothing.
We need money. We need money. They must pay up. They must pay up. We have more bills. They must pay up. We have no money in the account. We've used the shoppers. We've used higher cars. We've used a field. We need more money to pay our all these bills. Because it's 2 months now. 2 months now. We cannot let our bills run dry like that.
Last week's parliamentary committee told the government there's growing frustration over the speed of the delivery. They've recommended a member of the disciplinary forces be instated as the emergency response controller and that the current state of emergency be extended for 2 more months.